USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the final day of 2018. America gets ready to celebrate tonight as the years change, and nowhere will security be tighter than in New York City's Times Square.
New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill says security will be tight and drones will be used this year to patrol the crowd.
It's going to be one of the most well-policed, best-protected events at one of the safest venues in the entire world.
I'm Robin Walensky.
A South Korean newspaper says North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has sent President Trump a New Year's message concerning the stalled nuclear talks. According to that paper's report, it was delivered Friday and was conciliatory in tone, though it didn't give further details. The Texas federal judge who ruled Obamacare unconstitutional says it will stay in effect through the appeal process. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
President Trump may be ready to do a deal. That's what Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says regarding efforts to end what's now a 10-day partial federal government shutdown. Graham had lunch with Trump yesterday at the White House and later told reporters that he believes the president signaled a willingness to entertain various proposals.
On multiple fronts, the president's in a good mood, and he feels like he's got to deliver on the promise of securing our border, and he's very open-minded about combining wall funding with other things to make it a win-win for the country.
A worker at a North Carolina animal center is dead after a lion attacked her. That lion at the Conservators Center near Greensboro got out of a locked area while a team was cleaning an enclosure, and the victim, identified as a 22-year-old intern, Alexandra Black, was killed. She was a recent college graduate from Indiana. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The nation's biggest operator of shelters for migrant kids could face criminal charges in Phoenix, Arizona. The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office referring a case of alleged abuse by Southwest Key to the county attorney's office. The sheriff's office decided to refer the case to prosecutors after surveillance video went public. The video obtained by the Arizona Republic shows Southwest Key staffers pushing and dragging migrant kids into a shelter. Law enforcement agencies across the nation are warning against what could become a deadly consequence of celebratory gunfire as the new year arrives. Here's John Clemens.
Usually around the 4th of July and right before New Year's Eve, law enforcement agencies issue a warning about the dangers of firing a weapon in the air in jubilation. Anyone who fires a gun in a public place without a legitimate reason, protecting yourself or shooting in a firing range, runs the risk of killing or injuring someone else even miles away. Some states have laws on the books that include prison time with hefty fines for firing a weapon in the air. I'm John Clemens.
And Aquaman keeps swamping the competition at North America's box offices as the movie was this week's most popular, earning just over $51 million in its second week in theaters. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.